opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Go to the hoop, you know, go to the rack.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
I want to thank everybody on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
Yeah.
And the YouTube feed as they were screaming words like scone and there were some croissant.
Biscotti.
That's my fault because I said it's French and it's not.
I'm going to eat it.
Shout out to the many of you, including my buddy Tucker, who's listening, and he texted me. And he said, biscotti. And I was like, you know what? That applies to same thing. Biscotti. With like, what are you?
Also known
big,
as a
dense cracker.
Mandelbread in
Mandelbread?
The Jewish tradition.
Okay.
Yep. My late mother-in-law, Doris, rest in peace, would make her own mandelbread. And I looked at it and I'm like, biscotti. But it's mandelbread. Same idea. And I'm going to defend mandelbread and biscotti because with your coffee, it's just a delicious cookie. You just dip it in the coffee, crunch, crunch, crunch.
I don't dip stuff in the coffee because I don't do hot coffee, so I'm not dipping
that's
that
right.
in
You're
my...
You're a weirdo.
Yeah, I'm not dipping it in an iced latte. We're not doing that.
You do it with the hot coffee in the morning.
Hot coffee. My cup of joe is the radio show that we have on this radio station. It's not an actual cup of
hot coffee. It's the morning
coffee.
Joes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm just... Anyway, that's me. But yes, biscotti, same thing. And you don't need to defend your bread because I've never had it. The Jewish tradition bread that I've had is the challah bread.
No doubt.
Okay? And that's fun. Outside of that, I'll refer all of you to Sebastian Maniscalco when it comes to Jewish food. He does. I've told you about this, but he does a whole sketch on Passover, and it is hilarious. And his basic idea is, I love all of you in the Jewish faith. Why don't you let the Italians do the food? Y'all do you let us do the food.
Yeah, I'm getting a little deeper into it now.
We'll cater the Passover next time.
Pretty funny.
But anyway, yes, biscotti also works. It's not my jam. Like, if we're going to actually sit down and put something, some dense sugar into my body, I'd like a little bit more on the taste and texture front than biscotti or a scone.
Yeah, the scone.
That's just me.
The scone, when done right, can be okay, but more often than not, you try to break off that first piece, and now I've got 78 crumbs.
Exactly.
Like, what do I do with this thing?
You know what the scone has made people do? You come out of that coffee shop, and you go into your car, and one of two things happens. Either you don't have enough hands to drive because you're trying to use that stupid little bag that they give you to catch everything.
It's not a major bag alert.
No, it's a terrible bag alert, and it doesn't work. Like, you think you caught it all. You're like, I got it. I'm being real careful. I caught all of my scone in the bag, and then you crumple up the bag and stick it in your little cup holder, and then you get to work, and you look down. And, oh, my God, you are covered in half of a scone.
Without a doubt.
Our
Sunday morning tradition is to walk to the farmer's market, and usually we get my a croissant. And, you know, she's in the stroller just for convenience. She's almost three, but it's easier than, like, trying to walk with her a mile. So she's in there eating it, and you look down, and there are flaky, buttery pieces just everywhere. It's like, well, that's going in the laundry.
Yep.
But I like a croissant, but the first time you try to get a bite, now you've got 71 pieces of flaky, buttery goodness everywhere.
That's how it helps you keep your abundant life figure, though, if you just have half of the croissant go on the ground.
Pretty much.
That's a good way to do it. Those croissants are not great for you, so I'm told.
A scone. That was good.
Seriously. Well, listen, this is the lovely Christie's entire dessert philosophy. Not saying I share it, but it's her whole philosophy.
Well, you're about to share it.
Well, we'll share a dessert.
Right.
We don't have to share philosophies. We're getting married. We're not becoming the same person. I'm going to eat more desserts than she does for the rest of our lives.
What That's kind of wedding sure. cake you coming with here?
Well, yeah, we're not even doing wedding cake.
No?
No.
This Just is like going to be mini like, cupcakes?
We're
or...
going to get desserts that like all the people who are going to be there like.
Okay.
I don't even know. There's going to be, some stuff.
So I could ask you nine questions about your nuptials in 9 days?
I might get half
days.
Of them right.
Oh, my God. If Granny had the answers, we could do the ding and the buzzer.
Yeah.
Game show music and the whole deal. But...
I mean, a lot of the answers are IDK.
Right.
I'm going to find out, though.
I'll let you know next Thursday.
I don't know.
That's awesome.
But her whole dessert philosophy is take a little nibble and then decide whether the calories are worth it. And if it's worth it, we're going to keep eating it. And a biscotti and a scone, I'm sorry, you didn't make the cut.
I don't know if those are high calorie, but I do kind of like the approach.
I'm thinking they probably are. A scone?
Well, not as high as like a cookie or like a piece of cheesecake or one of those like chocolate mousse things that you get. Or what's that other one? Not flan, but tiramisu.
Oh, tiramisu.
Miss me with tiramisu.
Yeah, I'm out on tiramisu also, but it's better than a scone.
As far as calorie to fulfillment.
Yeah.
It's just not there.
It's just too...
The metrics don't work.
Yeah, it's just like... It's
what is going on here?
It's too puddingy, that's a word.
It's his Friday. That's what's happening.
Not specifically tiramisu, just in general, Dibs.
I think he wants some sports.
Sports, man. Yeah. We can get into it.
You want some? Yeah, we can get into it.
Whittler Dibs, can you lay out for a second?
I mean, we could. Go ahead, Granny. What do you want to say?
Oh, that's coming up tomorrow.
Oh, okay. That's right. Granny's going to get some run.
Touches.
Get some run, because you're going to be running for the hills.
Yep, I got to...
Don't turn your mic off yet.
I know.
It's not 6
I keep
o'clock
clock
yet.
Watching.
Don't do that.
I got a...
Clock.
I got a nice little run coming up. I got just a home day tomorrow, a truckie trip, and then Vegas. It'll be a nice little 6 days now. You know.
You will come back either happy or homeless.
Be both.
Penniless, clothesless. All possibilities.
They could go hand in hand. Happy and homeless,
They could.
Based on how my toddler acts.
Hey, you want to hear some fun sound from Brock Parody?
Probably. Let's get some content in here before Granny blows a stack.
Brock Parody.
Yeah, Brock Parody. So what podcast did he go on?
Bussin' with the Boys.
Oh, Bussin' with the Boys. He went on Bussin' with the Boys. Let's play Dealer's Choice. Do you want to hear Brock Purdy talk about what he would or wouldn't do to win a Super Bowl, or do you want to hear him essentially make fun of Trent Williams?
I want him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope, and anticipation. The love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Both, but let's start with the Trent Williams.
Okay, with the Trent Williams. First of all, you got to gas somebody up before you, right?
Sure.
You got to gas them up. It's kind of like when we start the interview and we're like, hey, thank you so much for coming on the show. Appreciate it. All right, why'd you send that guy down? So here's Purdy on what Trent Williams means to him.
Last year he got hurt towards the end, and it's just different. You know, obviously whoever gets thrown in, I trust and we're good. But
great job
having Trent in as a Hall of Famer. Dude, you watch his run game and the stuff, the moves that he does, it's like, what the heck?
When he's cutting off a guy, he just like pushes him down real quick.
Yeah, and it's like he does, like we always call it, like he does this ninja move thing and then pushes guys in the ground. And then outside of that, just pass pro and stuff, like he's locked down over there. And so year after year for me, like blindside as a quarterback, right-handed quarterback, knowing that my left side dude is good, like it's, I can't even describe to you, like, I don't know, I'd like to say a sense of freedom, but right. Just overall what he does, and obviously seeing 23 run behind him, and I'll hand the ball off and just look back and see him split like two guys, and just opens up everything. And I don't know, it goes hand in hand with everything. If you can run the ball, you get the pass game so much better. And so the fact that he's so good and dominant in the run game, year after year, because he's getting older, obviously, and we always ask ourselves every year when he comes back, like, is Trent going to be the same? Is this still the Trent Williams? Like, dude, year after year, he's the same guy. And anyways, absolutely love him. For me to be a quarterback in the NFL and have that guy blocking for me, dude, didn't get any better.
Okay, so now we greased him up and we gassed him up.
Oh, I thought that we were going to get it in that same answer.
No.
That's a lot of gas and grease.
Well, that's Trent Williams. He's going to the Hall of Fame. You don't gas him up in 20 seconds. You take a whole minute.
Okay.
And you're a wee little quarterback, and he is your blindside defender. It's the most important man on the field as far as Brock is concerned, right? All right, so you gassed him up. Then he said this with regard to on when Trent is in the lineup versus when Trent is not in the lineup.
When you're in the middle of the season and he gets an ankle or something like that, during the week on that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you checking in that training room and be like, hey, so how's Trent doing?
Yeah, I'm always checking in.
You got to make sure, I know how poor all the boys are doing, but how's Trent going right now? Is he going to be all right?
Yeah, no, he's my like little safety blanket. I'm like, I need my binky and I need him to be in the game. And it's funny, he'll go through an injury or whatever, and then he's real with me. He's like, Brocky, like, I'm good. I got you. Just wait. Like, Sunday comes around, I'll be good. And he's right. He goes out there and kills it. But the other games where he's like, Brocky, like, it's probably not it. And I was like, dang it.
Yeah.
He called him his binky.
And he calls him Brocky, apparently.
Binky
it's
and Brocky.
Binky and Brocky.
I have a
do
feeling.
Do yoga, right? What are we doing
Well, now
here?
That Looney's gone, we do need a new children's book here today.
We do yoga.
Yeah. So maybe
Binky and Brocky go to the Super Bowl.
Binky and Brocky run the ball.
That's right.
Yeah. But remember when Brock bought Toyotas for the whole offensive line?
It's big of him. He went out of pocket for that.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did. He does not know if Trent has ever actually driven the car. He bought him a Toyota, and then he's never seen it again.
Dude, last year he got a driver, and we were all joking around. We're like, dude, and he just like comes right in, and he's holding a baggie and all these things. We're like, bro, did your driver give you all those snacks and stuff? And like, he gets DoorDash basically to work every day. Like, we just like joke around. Like, Trent just pulls up in a new car, new driver.
And he's a different driver.
Yeah, I'm like, what is going on? That's like another world.
Were you insecure about giving him a Toyota for Christmas?
Yeah, I felt like I literally went up to him and I was like, hey, dude, like Toyota's helping us out. We got 10 of them for all the O-linemen and stuff. Like, just curious, like, do you still want yours or not? And he's like, hell yeah. He's like, I'll paint that thing pink. And I'm like, all right. So
okay.
But then, sure enough, he forgets about it somehow. Everyone gets their cars and stuff, and they're like, Trent, like, what'd you think about yours? And he's like, he's like, Brock, what did I get, a truck or a car? And I was like, bro, Trent doesn't even know.
That is
so
funny.
And then George is like, bro, like, George is trying to, you know, bargain to get Trent's Toyota. George is like, bro, I'll
drive
that thing.
He was on a couple weeks ago talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. So I still don't know if Trent's driven it or not.
So I love this. He's like, Trent, like, Toyota is trying to, like, help us out.
Help us out.
So
there you go.
Do you still want it? Because no one has seen it. Oh, no, no, no. I still want it. Months later. Hey, Trent, how do you like the Toyota? Well, was it a car or a truck?
I mean, what are you doing here?
You want to talk about somebody.
That's a good question.
Somebody having FU money. This guy. He doesn't even know what cars he has.
Well, according to Auto Evolution, there's a list of cars that he does have. And okay. This goes back to 2022.
Wait a minute. What did you just find this on?
According to Auto Evolution.
So while we're listening to Brock talk, you're on the internet finding odd websites tracking players' cars?
All you have to do is Google Trent Williams cars, and up pops, first of all, a beautiful gallery of these vehicles. No, do not send notifications to this browser, Auto Evolution. This is a one and done.
You got to Google it.
Thank
one of
you.
Those websites.
Well, it's just every 30 seconds, it's like a pop-up.
Yeah, and that means that you're funding some guy's dinner tonight by being on this website.
Well, then let me read and get out.
Let's go.
He just bought a two-tone black and white Range Rover. He has a Dodge Durango SRT, a Ferrari F8 Tributo, and a Ferrari 488 Pista. Can I say that on the air?
You just did.
Then he just added a 458 Special, which is also a Ferrari, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So, that doesn't say anything about the Toyota?
No, because this is from 2022. So when you give this man a Toyota, he says, thanks, Brock. Appreciate it. Let me see if I have a niece or nephew who I can go ahead and gift this to. No disrespect to Toyota, but I would have given Trent, just knowing that he wasn't going to drive it, I would have given him a Camry. Something that there's no way he fits into. Nothing, but he's 6'8", 370. He can't fit into a Camry.
That's probably true.
So I would have given him a Yaris.
I don't know.
Do you know the Yaris?
A Yaris?
A Yaris is like the size of this table. I believe that's Toyota. A Yaris, Trent. That's what you get.
Does he fit in a Ferrari? That doesn't make any sense either. At his size, I don't know how he fits into any vehicle, quite frankly.
Well, I had a friend who passed away. He was 6'9", 340. Jamoki Horton was his name. And you drive in the back seat.
You drive in the back seat?
Correct.
So you ride that thing all the way back, or you actually take the seat out?
Right. Depending on how big the car is, you drive from the back.
What'd you say his name was?
Jamoki Horton, St. Mary's of College basketball player out of Alaska. Just a wonderful man gone too soon.
Okay, may he rest in peace.
Yeah.
The question that came to my mind, though, do you know anybody who has just like regular name?
Sure.
Like all of the names, and you've brought up no less than 233 names from your childhood from Marin, and every single one of them has like personality of name.
Different names, yeah. This man...
There's not one like Tim Smith.
I'll see if I can come up with one.
In the whole lot of them.
When we're doing this freeform kind of stuff, things just pop in my head and right. I want to share. I want to share my life experiences with the people.
Jamoki is an amazing first name.
He's an amazing man.
Was that a nickname?
Nope. God-given. And African-American, grew up in Alaska and found his way to St. Mary's to play. It was Ernie Kent. Shout out Oregon. Ernie Kent was the coach at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was a part
but
of some of their...
You didn't know him because his name is too short.
No, but I knew a lot of his teammates. And right. I don't even want to bore people with my personal stories, but they all worked for Blue and Gold Fleet here in the city as deckhands.
Great.
The entire basketball team, and that's where my ex-wife also worked. So I got to know Jamoki and his teammates.
Do you want to know now about Brock and the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. Okay, what would he give?
Yeah, well, so a lot of these questions, Grandy was telling me, like a lot of these questions, the Bustin' with the Boys podcast, at the end, they throw out like, what would you do to win a Super Bowl? Would you lose a toe? You know what I mean?
It's like the big finish. With an edge.
Well, a little bit, right. Yeah, like would you get divorced for the Super Bowl? I don't think they asked that, but you know what I mean? Like they throw a lot of stuff like that.
I like
there.
It.
Okay. So a couple of these. First of all, What would a Super Bowl mean to him? Would you retire after the season if you were guaranteed to win the bowl?
Would you end your career if you ended on a Super Bowl this year?
Keep in mind, the guarantee you have on the contract would stay.
Dude, I don't want to end my career because we can go win more, you know? Like, why would I end the career just for one more when we could win multiple?
Think about it. You're guaranteed to win this year, you being the Super Bowl MVP.
Oh, all pro.
Dude. But your career is done after that. Or you can try to chase the Super Bowl for the rest of your career.
Don't try to chase. Like,
well, that's what you're. That's what you'll be doing.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is. That's the correct answer. You don't want to be done after 1 year.
No. I mean,
he just got that contract.
Right. And he's just a pup. He could play for another 20 years if he wanted to go the full Brady route.
Would you rather win one Super Bowl with the Niners or three with the rival Seahawks?
Mm. In your career, you can win one Super Bowl with the 49ers or you can win three with the Seattle Seahawks.
Bro.
That is the best trap question.
That is the worst, dude.
That is.
No, I mean, the Niners, bro. Yeah.
You want to win one Super Bowl? You want to be remembered for one?
Really, dude? Shut up. Don't try to get me, dude. No, we're not doing that. Bang, bang all the way, dude.
Said bang, bang all the way.
Yeah.
What
That was a solid little change of pace.
That was a nice change of pace.
Because honestly, if you're being real, you went with three, right?
He would for sure. But also, respect, he's polished.
You know what? He might be on something, though. Because I'd rather win one natty with Nebraska than three with the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Dude, yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Are we boys or are you just trying to trap me, bro?
Yeah.
Don't trap me, bro.
Soon as the microphone... Nice. Don't tase me, bro.
Don't trap me, bro.
Soon as the microphones got turned off, he's like, Seattle, for sure. For sure.
You give me three?
I'm going to the Hall.
Right.
Three-time Super Bowl champ? I'm in the Hall.
Not a lot of those QBs out there.
I'm getting statues. Seattle is my town for the rest of my life. For sure, that's what
he
said.
Are we boys? Are you just trying to trap me, bro?
But you're not allowed to say that right now.
You got Tom's got more than three or more. Troy's got three or more.
Right.
Terry's got three or more. Joe, I believe, has three or more.
Joe's got four.
Yeah, so the list is not that long.
A short list.
Yep.
Very short list. So, for sure, three in Seattle. But you're not allowed to say that right now.
No.
Can you imagine if he said something like that three, four weeks after signing a mega $52 million a year deal? You can't say that.
No.
Anyway, that's fun with Brock.
That is.
Yeah.
Those are fun. And that's Bussin' with the Boys.
Bussin' with the Boys.
And who are the hosts in that, Grandy?
Will Compton and Taylor Lewan, former NFL players.
There you
okay.
go.
Thank you. I just...
Both offensive linemen?
No. Will Compton, I think, was a linebacker.
Okay.
Lewan was like a really good offensive lineman.
Yeah, he was a left tackle. Yeah, he was great.
A lot of good podcasts out there, but I get confused because you find some content on one, and it's like, whose is that? And there's just so many, it's hard to keep up with them.
Do you want to hear something from another podcast called the No Filter Network?
I would love to.
Okay, this just a little teaser. We're going to play the sound for you, and then we'll circle back to what exactly is going on. But listen to Will Clark talking about how Rafi Devers no-showed with regard to working with him over at first base on his first week here.
So Matt Williams and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. And we weren't gonna like go through anything physical. We're just gonna walk through and say, hey, look, if throw's coming from over there, stand this way. If throw's coming from over there, stand that way. It wasn't gonna be this big thing, right? And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Matter of fact, he didn't even hit on the field, right? And everybody's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Will. I'm so sorry. I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. I said, I know what the happened. I said, he didn't want to go out and be at first base and be 20 feet in front of their freaking dugout with, what went on in Boston. And now he's working with me at first base. He didn't want to have to go through all that bull through the press and the media. And so, anyway, so I completely understand. But Rafael Devers, the next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base. Just letting you know that. Just from the
But if he's not going to go out, he's going to tell you.
Hey, look, even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there, you will be at first base.
That's Will Clark.
Wow.
On Rafael Devers not showing up over there at first base to work out with him. But his ass will next time.
Grab him by the scruff of the neck. Make sure you come out there.
Was yesterday next time? When was this recorded? Because he was referencing when they get back to San Francisco. That would have been yesterday.
I want to say they record on Tuesdays, so that might have been last week's version. There I don't know.
I wonder if last night was last night it? Was that the one? I don't know. I also don't know if Rafael Devers' health will allow him to go work out at first base as of yet. But we can get into this a little bit more. We'll circle back to what Will Clark had to say about it, what Dave Fleming's brother, Will Fleming, broadcaster for the Red Sox, had to say about it. And then in about a half hour or so, you'll hear from Landon Roop, last night's starting pitcher who joined us earlier today on the show. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.